Hey, you're listening to China232.com. All right, I got this one. Hello, ad.
Hey, guys.
And hello to the listeners of www.china232.com. And we're back, everybody.
So once again.
It's smile time again. And we've got another dialogue, a great one. Usually I say a good one, but this time it's a great one.
Getting better.
Getting better all the time. And it's about, you know, it's Ad and I talking again. And one of us, I'll just give you a hint, is kind of being a bit of a baby about something and whining a bit. Now, of course, one of us wouldn't do this in real life, but this is a good conversation.
Right,
this
it's a dialogue. It's not based on real life.
It's not based on reality, but a lot of people would be like this. Anyway.
Hey, check out this thing on my arm. I've been tanning a lot lately, and I just noticed it.
I'm sure it's nothing to worry about.
I'm going to get it checked out by the dermatologist. I just want to put my mind at ease.
You better not think it's skin cancer. It doesn't look anything like that. Skin cancer is an irregular shape, and it grows. Besides, it's not like you have pale skin, blue eyes, and freckles.
Yeah, but you never know.
Oh, I think you're going overboard with this. You'd be better off booking an appointment with a psychiatrist.
How would that help?
Because you're a hypochondriac. I'm sure they have medicine for that.
Good one. Okay, interesting dialogue. I think you could pretty much pass the medical school examination after that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good medicine here. It's kind of like being a doctor from the school at the University of China232.com.
You know, if you guys want any diplomas from us, feel free to inquire. And I'll print one out as soon as I can.
Yeah, we're going to start doing degrees here just because of the great text. That's just a joke for us. It doesn't make sense. If you don't catch it, don't worry.
Right. If you didn't realize that was a joke, it was. We'll move on now.
All right. Let's talk about...
check out.
Yeah, this is a good one. Great phrase. Ad says, hey, check out this thing on my arm. Check out. It means take a look at.
Right. Have a look at this.
Usually you say check out or check this out, but you want the person to look at it immediately, right now, because it's something kind of interesting. Like if something really cool comes on TV, you could say, hey, check this out. Take a look. You know,
right. Have a look right now.
Or, check this thing out. What's going on here? Check it out.
Yeah. Right. All right. Check out. I think you get the idea. Yeah, I hope you do.
All right. Next word is dermatologist. What is that, Ad?
It's just a professional word that really just means skin doctor.
Yeah.
But doctor for skin.
Yeah. But if you want to sound cool... well, it's actually not cool, but if you want to sound like you know English better, you can just say dermatologist.
Right. If you want to sound more professional.
Like you studied it.
Right. If you are a dermatologist, you'll probably say that you are one, not a skin doctor.
And then you can even sound smarter than some of the people who speak English as their first language, because even some people don't know what a dermatologist is. Most people would.
Right. They would think it's a doctor of something.
Hopefully.
Right. I would hope so. Next one, we're going to talk about an irregular shape, an irregular shape.
Not a normal shape.
Right. It's different. Like, for example, a circle is a normal shape. If it was like almost a circle, but looked like kind of wavy around
it. It's just
it,
weird.
Right. Something that is not normal.
Yeah. And by the way, this is the truth about skin cancer. If you go in the sun and you tan a lot and you have some sort of strange looking thing on your arm that
irregular shape
and it's growing, you might want to go to the doctor and get it checked out.
Right. It's very normal to have little brown things which are circular shaped usually, and they're not irregular shaped, and these are just called freckles.
Right. So but if you just have something from the sun, like Ad did in this case, don't worry too much. Most of it will not be skin cancer.
Especially if you're a young person, right?
Yeah.
Skin cancer and the other thing, get a little bit later on.
Yeah. The next thing is pale skin. That's another thing that makes you a little bit more likely, a little bit, to get skin cancer, or blonde hair.
Right. If you have very white, pale skin.
Light skin, blonde hair.
And you have many freckles naturally.
Blue eyes, actually. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. I have green eyes, actually, if you were wondering.
It's a beautiful green, too.
Ooh, nice. Okay, good. Okay, the next one is, yeah, but you never know.
Okay, this is interesting. I'm kind of saying, Ad, you don't have skin cancer. Don't worry about it, you idiot.
Right.
This is basically what I'm saying.
Don't bother going to the doctor. Yeah. You don't need to. I'm telling you, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
And then Ad says, yeah, but you never know. So that means he's saying, you're probably right, but we're not 100% sure, so I'm going to be on the safe side and go get it looked at, go get it checked out
right,
anyway.
Right, so sometimes if a friend can't tell you what something is, then they say, well, how do you know then, right? And then that you don't know 100%, so you want to make sure.
So you never know. You don't know for sure.
Next one is going overboard.
Going overboard, great phrase.
Right.
Okay, going overboard. Making a big deal out of a small situation, right? Let's say you've got a friend and you're meeting him at Starbucks for coffee and your friend comes 2 minutes late. And then you say, hey, we're not going to be friends anymore because you're late. That would be going way overboard.
Right. We're not talking about just, this is just, I would say slightly overboard.
Yeah.
There's so, different degrees of going overboard.
Right, you can say you're going a little overboard or you're going way overboard. It means you're making a bigger deal about the situation than it is. You know, some little thing happened and you think it's really big. Don't go overboard, you know?
Right, That's the thing. It's not that big a deal, right?
It's not a big deal. Going overboard is not good.
We're going to talk about another doctor here, and this time it's a doctor called a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
And doctor of the mind.
And they're a special kind of doctor. They treat people who have mental or emotional problems. And here I said to Ad, because he was so worried about, you know, this skin thing, that he was going to go to the dermatologist. And I said, Addy, go to the psychiatrist. You're a mental case.
Right. Andrew is saying that you need a doctor. You're just going to the wrong one.
Yeah, yeah. The skin is not your problem. It's your brain.
Right.
Is what I said.
Right. Maybe you really fried your brain out in the sun too long.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to help him out, but I'm laughing at him. We're having a joke here. And I called Ad a hypochondriac. This is a professional word.
Right.
But
here,
it's a good one.
Right. A hypochondriac is it's just someone that always thinks you have something, like an illness or a problem. You know, a lot of these people are always on the internet reading different things. And every time you hear about, you know, certain qualities or certain symptoms of a problem, you think you have it.
So, for example, it's a person who thinks they're sick when they're not sick. So if you have a little bit of a cough and maybe you think, oh, maybe I'm dying of some serious disease, that's being a hypochondriac. You're
right,
going overboard. You're exaggerating.
Often this happens when you're on vacation somewhere too, because you hear that maybe some kind of a weird disease is somewhere and you hear of one symptom of it and you have one thing, one symptom, even though it's very common to a common cold, like a cough, and you might think you have this disease.
And actually a lot of medical school students, this problem being a hypochondriac, because they're studying all kinds of diseases that they're learning about, and then they think, wait a second, I have that. It happens.
Right, everyone thinks that. Yeah, they talk about the joke as the first year medical student thinks he has everything.
Yeah, he's got every disease. Moving right along, the last one is a great one.
Well, it's funny because I say good one.
Yeah, and good one. So this is subtle, the joke. Okay, so you've really got to pay attention here to kind of get how this one is used. Ad at the end says good one. Now, what this means is I was making fun of Ad by saying, hey, you're stupid, you're a hypochondriac.
Right, he was laughing at me.
I was laughing at Ad. You know, I'm making a joke, and then Ad says good one, meaning good joke, but he's actually saying it's a bad joke.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah, like good one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, really funny, Andrew. Really funny.
Yeah,
not funny at all.
Yeah, that's what we say. It's called sarcasm. We talked about it in an earlier lesson, but again, it's you say something, but you mean the opposite, and everyone knows it. So you say, oh, good one. Very, very funny. But of course you think it's not funny at all, because he didn't like getting made fun of.
And I just didn't think the joke was that funny in this case, in the dialogue.
It
wasn't a bad joke.
It was fine.
I'm just saying my character in the dialogue.
Oh, very nice. See? Very, very nice.
Very, very nice.
All right, get on the website. I'm going to have Ad read it in case his voice is clearer.
Oh, it is www.china232.com.
Very clear, very good.
And that's where the site is, and that's where you should be.
Go on there, download the study guide for free, read what we're saying, study along. Your English is going to get better and better.
Right.
And come out, leave us a message, hang out with us. You know, I'll email you back. I do everybody. So, you know, say hello.
What have you got to lose, right?
What have you got to lose? Say hello. And it brings a smile to my face every time. And tell your friends.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Tell
your friends.
Okay, actually, I've got a good one here. I don't know if this is true or not, but I think you're going to be a lot luckier if right now everyone takes a minute and emails one friend about the website.
Oh,
we're gonna have a lucky day.
Yes,
that's what I think. So try it out, see if I'm right. Email one friend or two. You'll probably be luckier if you do two.
I think twice as lucky. I think it works like that.
It does, yeah. And you email your friend to go on the site, and we'll do more lessons. It's a deal, and we'll all be lucky.
I would say that's a very fair deal. Very, very nice.
Very nice. Okay, thank you, Ad, for coming out. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, you're rambling, Andy. Okay, we'll see you next time. Okay. Bye, guys.